Good morning, it's day 5. I want to share a little something from the book, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. This is concerning those who promote the Rosary. So that he may become God's instrument for his glory, and his word, though simple, will do more good in 1 month than that of other preachers in several years. Why am I saying this? Let me repeat that sentence for you one more time. So that those who promote the rosary, hint, hint, you should promote the rosary, may become God's instrument for his glory, and his words, though simple, would do more good in 1 month than that of other preachers in several years. And I know what you're thinking. Maybe you've said, I've prayed the rosary. It doesn't do anything for me. It's so dry. Well, you might not have prayed the rosary. You might have thought you prayed the rosary. You're not praying the rosary, kiddos, unless you're really, truly meditating upon the mysteries of the life, passion, and death of Jesus Christ. So unless you're meditating devoutly on the scourging at the pillar, Jesus getting his flesh ripped off of his body, then you're not praying the rosary. And so what happens when we have an elementary level spiritual education and it never gets built upon after that, then your spirituality stays elementary and it's dry and it's useless and it's, you know, we can make the kids do this, but I don't want to do this on my own time. So I want to help you because the Blessed Mother has appeared time and time and time again saying, pray the rosary, pray the rosary, pray the rosary, pray the rosary. It's so powerful. Look, remember that sentence I just read? That you will become God's instrument for his glory, and your words, though simple, will do more good in 1 month than that of other preachers in several years. Why is that? Because if it's the meditation on the life of Jesus Christ, then could you imagine if somebody was praying with the life of Jesus every day for 15 minutes, and not only praying with it, meditating upon it and letting the Holy Spirit touch them, and then entering into contemplation, and the Lord like gives them a profound sense of their presence, and you build this love of God, and you do this every single day? And then so when something bad happens to you, or you're going to be faced with a difficult situation, and that day you were meditating upon the carrying of the cross, and what are you going to do? You're going to realize that this is my cross. I am called to carry my cross after Jesus. I am called to embrace my cross and to love it. So what does that mean? That means that I am already becoming transformed by the word of God versus I never pray the rosary. And so why several preachers, they might say, hey, you should be good. You should do good works. But what they don't realize is that before you can expect anybody to change their life for Jesus, they have to have developed a love for prayer. Because prayer is our union with God. It's the beginning. So that once I love Jesus, then I will be willing to sacrifice for him. When you love your girlfriend, you love your wife, that's when you're willing to make sacrifices for them. That's what love is. It's a sacrifice. All right. So there's three things that I want you to gain first and foremost. Is that the meditation is everything. The vocal prayers are there only insofar as they help us to meditate. They help us to keep time. They help us to remind ourselves that the Incarnation, the Hail Mary, full of grace, that's the Annunciation, those are the most important times in salvation history, when the Lord was announced, the Our Father, the very words of Jesus, those are so important, but they're there to help us to meditate. What do we have the beads for? The beads are there to help us with the vocal prayers, and then the vocal prayers are there to help us to meditate upon the life of Christ. That's what's important. And if you imagine grace to be like a water, and meditation is like you yourself going to the water and drinking from the water, and that's good. It's very good. And what that meditation does is it opens us up, and it prepares us for contemplation. And contemplation is when God himself fills you with a sense of his presence. Sometimes he gives you mystical insights. It just varies from time to time and person to person sometimes, depending on where they're at in their spiritual life. And it's a free grace of God. And as opposed to you going to the water at that point, the water, it's like you're drinking water down on the ground, like from a little pond or a puddle. And then all of a sudden, a wave, huge wave comes out of the water and just slams you. The water's poured all over you. And that's what contemplation is like. But the key is the meditation, the meditation, the meditation, the meditation. If you're saying the rosary and you realize you're not meditating, whatever you're thinking about, just get it out of your mind and go back to the meditation. And the best way to do that, I've found, is at each decade, to include an intention for a particular grace, especially if that intention has to do with a virtue that's associated with the mystery. So, for example, if we're doing the scourging at the pillar, and you ask the Lord for the gift of purity, say, Lord, help me with my purity. Oh, come on. And what's happening? Jesus is getting his flesh beaten. The virtue is tied into the mystery, so it helps you to meditate in that way. But also, let's say something's coming up later, and you're worried about it. And so you're saying, Lord, help me to get through this afternoon. That's my intention for this decade. And what happens? So you're meditating upon the sorrowful mysteries, and the first mystery you're meditating upon is the agony in the garden, and you're meditating, and you're thinking, Jesus is so suffering. That's kind of like what I'm going through. What a coincidence. And then what happens? But wait a second, Jesus is visited by the angel, and the angel gives him grace, and Jesus is strengthened. And all of a sudden, when you're meditating upon that, at the exact same time you're thinking about Jesus being strengthened, like a little flood of grace comes into your heart, and all of a sudden you are strengthened. And it's like, wow. Another tip is if you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and since all of our devotion should, all Marian devotion obviously calls us to a greater love of Christ, but where is Christ more present than in the Eucharist? So if we're also keeping in mind, especially if we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, when we're meditating, this that's going on occurred to this person who's right in front of me, and this person is God hiding himself here for me so that I can be with him and so that he can transform me. So you're meditating on the joyful mysteries, and the angel Gabriel visits Mary, and the Word of God becomes flesh in her womb inside of her. She becomes a living tabernacle. And you're like, wow, this is the same God who is present inside the Blessed Mother. And I am going to experience that exact same grace when I say, Amen, the body of Christ. Amen. Let it be done to me according to your word. And you receive God into you. And then you assimilate yourself into him. And the Blessed Mother helps to raise Christ in you. Amazing. So how could you not be transformed if you're meditating upon these type of things every day? How? Of course. So if a preacher or a teacher or you or an evangelizer or any common person would promote the daily rosary and promote the meditation upon the mysteries, amazing, amazing things would happen. Of course you're going to do more good than most preachers, because most preachers don't affect change that occurs that's going to change somebody's life every day. But there's so many promises to the rosary, which we'll discuss later, that make it so much more encouraging to doing these devotions. And then finally, I'd like to mention to use beads. Use beads. They're tangible. Don't use your fingers. If you use your fingers, you're going to be caught too much thinking, what number am I on again? Why? Not because there's not 10 of them, but because first and foremost, these are fingers. Its essence is fingers. You know? That's what they are. A rosary is a rosary. They might be beads, but put together in this way, their best use is a rosary. So when I look at a rosary, I say, oh, look, I'm praying the rosary. Look at my fingers. Oh, look, they're my fingers. Oh, wait a second, I'm using them to count. Okay? And so again, let's go back to that. You can do more good in a few months than several preachers in several years by encouraging devotion to the rosary. And of course, you cannot encourage what you yourself do not do. God bless you and God love you. Day 5 is good. Day 4 has been good. They've all been good and they're all getting better. And I hope that you stick around, because we're going to learn a lot together. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.